Parts of Japan are in a state of emergency as they try to bring another wave of COVID-19 infections under control. But it's still planned that the Summer Olympics will go ahead in Tokyo, and the International Olympic Committee issued updated strict public health guidelines for the athletes yesterday. For more on what that means for Team Ireland heading to Japan this summer, we're joined by Peter Sherrard, who's Chief Executive of the Olympic Federation of Ireland. And good morning to you, Peter Sherrard. I know it's going to be a very different Olympic Games, but I suppose the hope is at least it's going ahead. So tell us what these new guidelines mean for Team Ireland.
Good morning, thank you. Yes, effectively, they're quite a detailed set of guidelines that set the operational procedures in place for the athletes and staff who would be travelling to the Games. There's some obvious things that we've known about for a while, such as limited access to the village, only arriving in 5 days before, having to depart 48 hours after. But in addition, what we discovered yesterday is that the testing regime will be more severe than had been originally intended. It was one test every 4 days. It's now going to be daily PCR testing. We know that before departure, all athletes and staff, support staff and coaching staff who are intending to travel will have to get two negative PCR tests in the 96-hour window prior to departure. They'll have to provide a very, very detailed and to the letter whereabouts information for 14 days prior to departure and 14 days after arrival into Japan. There are other things within the documents, such as the use of the COVID contact tracing app, which will be used over in games time, and also information about the possibility of dining in room, which we would certainly welcome because it would limit exposure to other athletes within the bubble. But on top of that, it's generally in terms of our approach, and we're doing this on a very much a medically led basis, it's trying to minimise risk at all stages. So within the athletes' village, there will be effectively a bubble operating. But we do know that even with the best will in the world, because of the numbers involved and statistically, there will be some presence of disease within that village setting. So it's a question of trying to make sure that we're as prepared as possible to minimise the possibility of spread. And that will involve, even within our own team, bubbles, which is a pity because it will alter the athlete experience in some ways, but it's better that it goes ahead for the sake of everyone because the athletes have been working so hard to reach the Olympic and Paralympic Games.
And just on that, what has the past year been like? Talk to us about the team you're hoping to send and how they've been coping because, you know, this was supposed to happen last summer.
Yes, it's been a big challenge and a big test of people's resilience, but I think the athletes have really shone through in that environment. And I suppose part of an athlete's DNA actually is that resilience. And, you know, for every success that you see, there are countless failures, and it's their ability to pick themselves up, learn from that and to continue and to progress. And that obsessive nature in terms of wanting to continue to improve. In terms of the team size at the moment, we have 58 athlete spots qualified. We have a very wide range of teams of sports involved in that. And we would expect that will increase by the time we get round to June to somewhere in the region of 80 to 100 athletes, which, if that's the case, would be the largest ever Olympic team that we would have had travelling. But of course, as I said before, it's probably going to be, in fact, it will be, the most challenging Olympic Games that we've ever had to participate in. So it comes with a very different type of environment, and there's a big duty of care on our part to try to look after the health and safety of the athletes in so far as we possibly can.
And are you nervous that their hopes could be dashed again with this outbreak in Japan at the moment?
I don't want to be complacent about it, but I think if you look at the case numbers within Japan at the moment, in the Tokyo metropolitan area, which it's hard to even imagine, but it's 35 million people, I think there were 900 something cases yesterday. So if you put that back in context of the Irish population, that's somewhere in the region of 120 cases per day. They are going into their Golden Week, which I think it's probably no equivalent within Japan that could be given here. But the closest is Christmas and New Year's. It's a time when they get over a week's holiday. That's quite a rare thing within Japan. And it's a time when they go to visit friends and family. So the Japanese government is taking a sensible and conservative approach, and we completely understand that. I have to say, that every single piece of information, both logistically and from a performance point of view, that we're receiving from the IOC and from the Tokyo local organisers is very much that the games are going ahead.
Okay.
And indeed, we have athletes all over the world who are currently participating in competition to qualify for those events. So I accept that there's a slight degree of risk, but I think it's highly improbable at this point based on everything that we're hearing and seeing.
Okay, well, good luck to all of those athletes and their preparations. And thank you for talking to us this morning. That's Peter Sherrard, the Chief Executive of the Olympic Federation of Ireland.